Chapter 11. Is it the end?
At 8:30, Mr. Williams opened his eyes. For a moment, he didn't remember the events of the previous day. Then, slowly, his mind formed a picture of a computer hacker and some strange puzzles. He wondered if he had dreamt it all. Then, he saw Robbie and Joe, who were still asleep on the floor, and he saw the computer screen. The final puzzle was still there, and the hourglass was almost empty. It wasn't a nightmare. It was real. The door of the office opened, and Belinda came in.
Oh, Mr. Williams, have you been here all night? And poor Robbie and Joe, too. Did you find the solution to the last puzzle?
She saw his expression, and already knew the answer.
I'll make you a nice cup of tea, and you'll soon feel better,
she said. There were only 30 minutes left. Mr. Williams was angry with himself. He felt responsible for everything. His bank was in danger, and he couldn't save it. He tried to wake Robbie again, but it was difficult to wake his teenage son before midday. Belinda returned with the tea. Mr. Williams drank 3 cups. He looked out of his window. The bank tellers were arriving for another day's work, maybe the last day. What could he tell them? In desperation, he sat down in front of the computer again.
Belinda, if we win, I promise that I will learn about computers and become an expert. My son is only 15, and he knows much more than me. I'm living in the past, and I have to change.
That's a wonderful idea, Mr. Williams. And, of course, I'll help you with as much as possible. I know a lot of things now, and...
She didn't finish her sentence because Mr. Williams shouted so loudly that Robbie and Joe woke up.
That's it! I've found the solution! I know the answer to the puzzle!
Robbie and Joe got up right away. They looked at one another, and then at Mr. Williams. Robbie said hesitantly,
Are you sure, Dad? It looks impossible to me.
Yes, of course I'm sure. I've done it. Now, first I click on the reply icon, right? And then I write the answers. The first word is Bill. It's the man's first name and the abbreviation of my second name, Williams. The second word is gate. It's a barrier and a way to enter.
So the man is Bill Gates,
said Joe.
Exactly,
replied Mr. Williams.
The third word is Microsoft. His baby, his creation, but also a monster in the opinion of some people. And the last word is Seattle. That's where Bill Gates lives, and where he started Microsoft. The beginning.
That's brilliant, Dad. Well done,
said Robbie.
Now,
continued Mr. Williams,
if we take the first letter of each word, we have B, G, M, and S. We have to add 2 more letters, I and A, and these 6 letters should spell the name of the hacker.
Everyone looked at the 6 letters. B, G, M, S, I, A. They tried to see a name, but they could only see words like big and bags, but no names. Then suddenly Mr. Williams jumped up and yelled,
Yes! Yes, I know the name of the hacker!